It's so legalistic centric and yet so important and fascinating.
Right. Don't let the legalese fool you. This is epic. This is monumental. If things are going in the direction we think, Fani Willis lied to the court. It's game over for her. She will be disqualified. If they had a relationship prior to when they represented to the court, it's a huge deal. I can't overstate it.
And do you feel the same way, Charles, based on the testimony of what we just heard? And we just learned Nathan Wade, who is the special prosecutor in this case, walked in the courtroom. He is being sworn in to testify now about this issue and his relationship with Fani Willis. Let's listen.
You're sitting with someone today that actually wants to make a difference because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees.
Later that same evening.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Guess me every time. I'm here for the gangbang. All right. Oh, the world is on fire. And it is a dumpster. And it is burning right in the heart of Fulton County. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Thursday, February 15, 2024. And Fani Willis, only Fannies, as we call her, big Fani Willis, took a pounding in court today. Got spanked hard and spanked many, many times. And I think that this case is absolutely in flames. There is no man happier on earth tonight than Donald Trump, because he can tune into CNN, he can tune into MSNBC, and every single person, every single legal expert is saying, nope, this thing is dead. D-E-D. Dead. Fani Willis also admitting that she doesn't know what continent Aruba's in, or Belize, or I don't know, what continent are they in? As Donald Trump would say, they're not sending their best. Nathan Wade, lover boy, of course, looking like a hot dog on a hot dog roller in 7-Eleven on Christmas Eve, sweating and squirming and turning right before Fani Willis threw him under the bus. It is such a nightmare. We'll get to all the clips. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we have on to react live the best and most awesome person we could possibly have right now. Somebody who has been calling balls and strikes in the legal profession for his entire career. Somebody who's been able to see through Fani Willis, who's actually sued Fani Willis, who's actually signed on to a number of different aggressive statements against what her office is doing, and somebody who has been on the side of right and justice with his work leading Judicial Watch for the last two decades. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show now, the great Tom Fitton. Tom, as I was watching this, I was like looking at my Twitter DMs, and you go, I cannot believe what's going on here. Talk to me, sir. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, you know, I'm probably one of the few non-lawyers who have been in court and had to sit through court proceedings more than most lawyers have. I've never seen anything like it. Mr. Wade kind of destroyed their case. Mm. And then to top it off, you have Ms. Willis come in, try to take control and hijack the courtroom. We know with that ridiculous appearance in the beginning, and then say, I'm going to testify and I demand these briefings, and then starting to attack the lawyer and show contempt for the whole process with convoluted testimony that I don't think anyone can make hide or hair of, other than the fact that she didn't help herself or provide any reason to think that what happened isn't the worst possible scenario for the people of America and Fulton County in Georgia, which is you had these prosecutors take what is a politicized case and make it worse by tying their pursuit of their romantic and personal and financial interests to it. Nothing, much of that concern has been confirmed by Mr. Wade. And, you know, she comes on and she admits, you know, they're going traveling all over the place. And it's pretty clear they began this relationship and then went on a spending spree that included trips all over the world. I mean, you travel more than I do, Benny, but I suspect you don't travel as much as they do in terms of taking vacations all over the world. It was insane to see that testimony, and it highlights that you know, however awful looking the way these folks are in terms of their demeanor, the real outrage is that they're charged with prosecuting a former president of the United States and a bunch of other innocents for daring to dispute their interpretation of the 2020 election and what the law allows there. So you've got this politicized prosecution, and it's confirmed today that they were using the prosecution to advance their romantic relationship. And, you know, romantic is probably the wrong word, because it seems to me Fannie Willis doesn't think much of him, but that's another story. But my gosh, they should not only be disqualified, but I don't see how this case can proceed at all. Because, you know, when you think about it, they're asking, bringing material to the grand jury, and it's like, well, are they doing this work to advance the public interest or just to keep money flowing into their relationship? And to me, the court should say, no, it's done. You're disqualified. Not only that, but this whole case is thrown out with prejudice.
So I would love for you to describe how that works for us, not a lawyer, not an attorney. Obviously, we have some of Judicial Watch's work that we're going to pop up here. The lawsuits that you filed against Fannie Willis, for instance. What else is Fannie Willis hiding? Well, we found out what they were hiding today. She was hiding a lot of contempt, like real vicious vitriol, like spitting venom at the prosecutors and at the judges. So much so, Tom, that the judge had to warn Fannie Willis multiple times, I'm going to strike your entire testimony. Can you explain that for us? Like, what does that mean?
Well, it means her testimony, you know, can't be used in her defense. I mean, that's essentially what would happen. It's rare. It's certainly rare when a judge talks to, you know, the number one person of the office that appears before him every day. I mean, he's a judge. He deals with their office virtually every day, not in this matter, but just in this matter, but all sorts of criminal matters. I think he worked for her at one point. So they have the judge to have to intervene here, and really kind of softly. You know, I've testified at a trial. I've testified to Congress. I mean, the idea that you would think you could get away with that in any setting like that, it shows a level of arrogance and contempt for the process that she's supposed to be upholding.
Yes.
Would you trust her to prosecute anyone after this testimony?
No.
A jaywalking ticket. I'd be like, what's going on here? Maybe there's something up with the jaywalking ticket she's prosecuting. You know, I joke, there's probably never been a jaywalking prosecution, let alone anything more substantial than that in Fulton County recently. But I tell you, does it get any worse? Does it get any worse?
During one particular outrage, Tom, she screamed that she's not on trial. These guys are on trial for trying to steal an election, she yelled. Doesn't that automatically bias you in your case? Isn't that just blatant grounds for contempt, for throwing the entire trial out?
Yeah, you know, and I would argue that's an extrajudicial statement because, you know, Trump's lawyer has asked that the case be thrown out in part because she made a speech playing the race card before that church a week or two ago, essentially alleging her critics were racist. Mm-hmm. And then she comes out and she makes another extrajudicial statement that certainly if I were the defense attorneys, I'm sure they're thinking of ways to use that in terms of highlighting how she's trying to taint the jury pool irredeemably. And then, you know, I don't see how the court could even disqualify her and then pretend everything they've done to get these people prosecuted shouldn't be questioned. So this is why I'm thinking that he's got to take a step further. Now, on the other hand, if she is disqualified or the office, more importantly, her entire office is disqualified, you know, the way I understand it works in Georgia is there's a state agency that would try to find another prosecution team from the various public prosecutors in Georgia. And, you know, it's happened once before with her and that she was disqualified and no one stepped up since then. So it could be the case dies on the vine if she's disqualified, because in my view, no No prosecutor would bring a case like this, who's ethical and trying to enforce and apply the law fairly.
Tom, we don't claim to have any superpower. We're simply alive and we notice things and we're pattern recognition. And so as we've watched these trials, we've watched a lot of trials now in the Trump era, right? While Trump was president, we've been witness to a lot of trials. We've gone live for a lot of trials. I've never seen anything like this. Like in a moment here, Fannie's going to grab a couple stacks of paper, binders of paper, and start screaming at the judge and at the prosecutor. She's going to start yelling so much that the judge is going to say, hey, you got to take like time out, lady. You need 5 minutes here. You need 5 minutes. You can tell by her body language that she's like particularly perturbed. Royce, let's play that clip of her grabbing it up. What does this say to you, Tom? Again, you've sat in on probably hundreds, maybe thousands of trials. At least you've monitored thousands of trials in your work. What does this say to you when somebody behaves like this?
It's rather unusual. And it shows you that, you know, she's got her team there, right? And when she showed up, she was so angry. And, you know, it shows you why she's able to get away with what she's been able to get away with, because obviously her team is cowed. Because it seems to me a lawyer would have said, okay, Your Honor, my client obviously wants to testify, but I need to consult with her for a few minutes. So she the lawyer wouldn't say this until she calms down. Because she went in there, guns a-blazing, and you point out how she started yelling. I mean, the only thing that kind of allowed her to keep on talking the way she did, and this is the scene you're talking about, where she's calling the lawyer a liar, is that the fact finder here is the judge, right? If there was a jury there, she would have been shut down. But the judge, you know, maybe the judge saw Nathan Wade and just said, well, you know, I'll let her talk because I know where this is going and the evidence showing me that, you know, she's not providing me a way to exonerate her. So we'll just let this play out, and you know it's going to be the way it's going to be because I've made my conclusions given the evidence to date.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry. Can we dig down in that?
Well, you know, the judge is, you know, he's making a decision about the credibility of the witness, the demeanor, and you know, you've had two witnesses prior to him to her, one that contradicted the beginning of the relationship. Nathan Wade just blew up all of that and essentially admitted that the relationship began sooner. And it's an admission in effect that he lied to the court and her office enabled that. She gets up and largely confirms it by suggesting that they began their relationship in 2020. And, you know, they were going out to dinner together back when he supposedly had cancer and only went to sterile environments. I'm not quite sure what that means, but it's obviously includes a restaurant now. And you know, the discussion about cash and who paid for what, there's no doubt they were going on these trips because he hit the mother lode with getting this job in the office. As a private lawyer, it's, you know, you can say, I charge $1,000 an hour and I took a pay cut to get this work. Well, you don't get jobs at $1,000 an hour that keep you employed for an entire year. It's a distinct job that begins and end over usually a brief period of time. And so many lawyers are happy to get a pay cut for a job like he got, which is essentially helping run the most significant investigation in this prosecutor's office against former President Trump. So he hit pay dirt there, and he admits half his income and now 60% of his income was coming from this one operation, with this one contract he had, or series of contracts. And now we know in part why he was excited to be there, because he was able to go on trips, and part of the benefits of that contract was he was dating the woman responsible for the payments ultimately by hiring him. And in the end, she shared a little bit of the money he had to spend to maintain the relationship. So the argument over cash and who paid what, it's irrelevant in my view. They went on trips together that they wouldn't otherwise been able to take. but for this this contract that he had to prosecute Trump.
The day began with them bringing forward a witness saying that this relationship started in 2019. They're both lying. I know Fannie Willis. I've seen them kissing, canoodling, cuddling, grabbing the big Fannie. This is all a lie. They've all lied. They've lied to the court. That's what they began with. They began with this witness. You just mentioned it. And then the two of them had to come on and like try and unwind everything. But it didn't go great. This is like a horrible way to start a trial. Is there any recovery here, Tom, based on your expertise?
No, not especially. There are more witnesses coming.
I mean,
the question is, what is going to be the damage? What is going to be the relief given to the defendants? How broad is it going to be? That, to me, is the mystery here, and that's going to be the interesting scenario. I think she's going to be disqualified. I think the office is going to be disqualified. I think they're going to be the bar is going to be very interested if certainly Mr. Wade made false statements in court or before the court in that pleading. And I think that he will be subject to civil and criminal investigation in the end. Now, whether the case gets thrown out in its entirety, I think that's the big if. And, you know, that's going to be tough. But we'll see.
So you're saying that the judge's decision here could disqualify her office entirely from this case?
That's right. And they may not be able to get another set of prosecutors to prosecute it. So it may be an effective death penalty for the case.
She also said that Nathan Wade said that women should just make a sandwich, and that that's her words, not mine. Okay. So for anyone listening, she says that women should just make a sandwich, and that she's not going to emasculate a black guy. That's her words, not mine.
It's very strange. It's very strange.
They were both, Nathan Wade brought up intercourse a couple times, even when the petitioners weren't asking about it.
No, and she was taking everything weirdly too. Hey, Benny, I got to do my radio show. I got to take
okay.
it right here.
All right. Okay. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Tom. God bless you. Wouldn't want to talk to anybody else about, you know, Nathan Wade on the stand, but we say God bless you, Tom.
Thank you, sir. I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
Godspeed. Trying so hard to not make a Nathan's hot dog joke. Trying so hard. I really respect Tom, and he's one of the most respectable guys out there. So I'm not going to like try and make a sex joke or a big Fanny joke or a Nathan Wade. Like, big Fanny can carry her own weight, he kept saying. Okay. Guys, it's a nightmare. It's a disaster. I don't know how else to quantify this. We have so many clips to play for you. It's like, it's hard to know where to begin. Let's start here. Let's start with one other expert, because we like bringing on experts on this program. We like bringing on experts on this show. Let's start with the expert legal professional at super right-wing conspiracy theory outlet, MSNBC. Ladies and gentlemen, MSNBC said that this case is dead. How bad does it have to be? How bad did today have to get for MSNBC to straight up say this case is dead? Ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the best that it gets, actually. It actually gets worse after this clip. So the legal expert paid for on MSNBC is sitting there telling their audience that we're finished. This case is finished. And it gets worse from here. Watch.
It's so legalistic centric and yet so important and fascinating.
Right. Don't let the legalese fool you. This is epic. This is monumental. If things are going in the direction we think, Fannie Willis lied to the court, it's game over for her. She will be disqualified. If they had a relationship prior to when they represented to the court, it's a huge deal. I can't overstate it.
And do you feel?
So they're going to be disqualified, MSNBC said. Like, can you imagine, like, what world do we have to, like, what world are we in? What timeline are we in right now? Or MSNBC's like, no, they're going to be disqualified. Nathan Wade on the stand, like, sweating profusely, like, big, long pauses, but most importantly, lying. They're both lawyers. They're lying to the court. That's been established. Again, we only use the MSNBC clip for shits and giggles. We're like, well, this, like, makes us laugh so much that MSNBC is having to play clips like this. Here's MSNBC straight up admitting that the reason why they need to be disbarred is because credible witnesses are being called to come forward and to say, you all are liars. Check it out.
When did your romantic relationship with Miss Willis begin?
2022.
When? In 2022.
Early 2022.
So you were appointed in November of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And your relationship started early. What's early? January? February?
Around March.
Ladies and gentlemen, they've lied. They've lied about their relationship because their friend, the friend, said, no, 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 this relationship started in 2019. Here is the first witness of the day.
What personal and romantic is later? When I ask you personal, do you take that to mean romantic?
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand it that their relationship began in 2019 and continued until the last time you spoke with her?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. So these aren't great. These aren't great ways to start your case. Like to have two sworn affidavits where you've clearly lied. Here's the Technofog tweet. Let's pop that one up. You can see here in their own words, right? You can see there in their own words how they are lying in their sworn statements about their relationship. And the two of them acted like liars. That's what's amazing. Like the two of them acted like liars. Ladies and gentlemen, during one line of questioning, I think this is about a log cabin, Nathan Wade, Loverboy, who typically takes the form of a hot dog, Nathan's hot dog, actually turned into his own log cabin, meaning he turned into a literal block of wood. And he went like this, staring off in the middle distance. I'm a married man. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. Happily married at 7 years. Let me make something very clear. If my wife comes home and asks me a direct question, maybe about something controversial, and my answer to her is to begin to sweat, pour sweat profusely, stare off in the middle distance, and to go like this. Like that's not good. Where's my Kleenex box? This is not a great look for you husbands. Like that's bad. It's very, very bad. And this is exactly what Nathan Wade did on like a question like, did you ever go to a cabin? What's this clown car?
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
Ever.
Ever.
No.
You've never gone to a cabin with this.
No.
So this is all a game to them for money laundering. So here's how money laundering works. You get cash from the state and from your office. You take that cash, direct deposit in your bank account. You cash it out to bricks of cash. And then you pay Loverboy. In cash. Here's the, okay, that's pretty good. That's the Loverboy sweating meme. Yeah. We have a lot of good memes. We'll pop them up. So they exposed how that's what they would do. Fannie Willis kept talking about, I don't lay my head down without bag of cash next to it. What does that mean? Wherever I lay my head, she says, as though she like sleeps in the street or under a bridge or something. I have a bag of cash next to my head. Well, what's that cash for? Nathan Wade explains.
Oh, I need it. You said in the affidavit that you roughly shared travel, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this roughly sharing travel, you're saying she reimbursed you?
She did.
And where did you deposit the money she reimbursed you?
Oh, it's cash. She didn't give me any checks.
So she paid you cash for her share of all these vacations?
Mr. Schaefer, you'll step out if you do that again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so all of the vacations that she took, she paid you cash for?
Yes, ma'am.
And you purchased all of these vacations on your business credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you included those in deductions on your taxes, correct?
No, ma'am.
No, you did not.
Oh, okay. Got it. So that's money laundering. Like, talk to anyone in the IRS. Do your own taxes. Like, you need to have a record of these things. You're allowed to pay people in cash, but you need to keep records. They didn't keep records. She was just funneling cash from the state to Loverboy. Loverboy was then taking that cash like a gigolo payment and then billing the state for 24 hours of work overnight. Man, Loverboy, the hardest worker the state of Georgia's ever known. No, baby. We got the receipts. Check it out. We got the receipts, baby. The guy just got divorced, okay? And his wife gave his credit card statements to the world. Thanks. Thank you. And dude was paying for airfare, tickets, trips, got it all in black and white. And so what was interesting about this is as Loverboy and as Big Fanny took to the stand, which was unbelievable. We'll get to Big Fanny here in just a moment. The two of them, I got a buddy who's a prosecutor, and he always talks about like the value of witnesses, and that what he does for his teams is he goes and he interviews people and he sees who would come off as a credible witness. People who aren't going to sweat, people who aren't going to freak out, people who aren't going to melt down, people who aren't going to scream and yell, throw stuff, and have aneurysms on the stand. Nathan Wade and Big Fanny just did all of those things. And this is the funniest thing. They started turning on each other. The two of them, like, this is, I need to like work this out in my own head. The two of them started like angrily going at each other in their own testimony. Well, that's not good. In the company of thieves. Do you know what I mean? Right? Yeah. Check this out. So here's Loverboy, Nathan's hot dog. He's saying that Big Fanny is perfectly happy to throw her weight around and carry her own weight. Don't worry, there's a countervailing joke that Big Fanny told about him. Watch.
If you've ever spent any time with Miss Willis, you understand that she's a very independent, proud woman.
I'd object.
So she's going to...
Overruled, Ms. Wade.
So she's going to insist that she carries her own weight. And it actually was a point of contention between the two of us. She is going to pay her own way.
So we tweeted that. He said it many, many times that Big Fanny likes to carry her own weight. And we actually had a Georgia member of Congress that tweeted at us. His name's Mike Collins. And the Georgia member of Congress saying, that's a heavy lift. We're just quoting the member of Congress. He's a member of our government. Okay. It's just what it's going to be. We got the clip for you right here. Oh, that's a heavy burden, says this Georgia congressman. This is the value. This is the value that this show provides to us and all of us. Here we go. Congressman Mike Collins. Nathan Wade. Fannie Willis is very independent. She carries her own weight. Rep Mike Collins. That's a heavy burden. What can I say, ladies and gentlemen? The two of them are going at each other. Fannie Willis, in fact, went after Nathan Wade based on what he thinks about women. This is not good. Ladies and gentlemen, Fannie Willis said that Nathan Wade only thinks that women are around to make him a sandwich. We kid you not. We got it? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And did the forthcoming indictment have anything to do with that? Ooh. Or was it just a coincidence?
Mr., let's go on and have the conversation.
I'm just asking you whether or not it was a coincidence.
Had absolutely nothing to do with this. It's interesting that we're here about this money. Mr. Wade is used to women that, as he told me one time, the only thing a woman can do for him is make him a sandwich. We would have brutal arguments about the fact that I am your equal. I don't need anything from a man. A man is not a plan. A man is a companion. And so there was tension always in our relationship, which is why I would give him his money back. I don't need anybody to foot my bills. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my daddy.
Is there anything else you would like to add to that?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So Nathan Wade's being like, Fanny can't hold her own weight. And she's going like, Nathan Wade wants me to make him a sandwich. What world did we just watch? Like, what did we just see? This is better than Jerry Springer. This is better than daytime smut TV. I cannot believe this. I've seen like Judge Joe Brown like ruling on some type of like marital dispute in public housing between like two rival gangs. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. And the two were acting like they hated each other. Speaking of rivals, I mean, geez, how are you going to get out of this? I'm going to start from the top here because it's very important to go through like the meltdown for Big Fanny. But you can't get past the fact that she's saying she's not going to emasculate a black man. Listen, the context here is something about like Nathan Wade's sexual performance. That's the subcontext because she kept talking about that. The both of them kept talking about sex like quite gratuitously, even when the petitioners weren't trying to talk about that. It was top of mind. Okay, whatever. That's just human psychology. But, and there's more important things to get to here, but I just can't help but notice that the two of them hate each other. Like the two of them clearly don't like each other because they were just completely shit-talking each other on the stand. It's that's a good meme. It's so embarrassing, actually. Here she is talking about, I guess, his sexual performance. I don't want to have to talk about it. She's the one bringing it up. Listen to her emasculate a black man. There you go.
Last area, briefly.
Yes, sir.
You had contact with Mr. Wade in the year 2020, correct?
I had some contact with Mr. Wade.
Would you explain when you say some contact? Please tell us, talking about 2020.
I had some contact with Mr. Wade in 2020. One of the reasons your allegations are so preposterous or Ms. Merchants that you have joined is...
Ma'am, I didn't ask you about the allegations. I asked you about your contact. That's all I ask you, okay? I appreciate that you want to say something, but I'm interested in, did you have contacts with Mr. Wade in 2020? And your answer so far has been yes, correct?
Very limited contact because Mr. Wade had a form of cancer that makes your allegations somewhat ridiculous.
I do appreciate the characterization.
I'm not going to emasculate a black man, but I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm not going to emasculate a black man. Did you understand that?
All right, let's get back on track. Mr. Sadow, next question.
Literally, what trash, okay? Like, trash. This is like the daytime, the judge that you would watch in small claims court. The fake judges, Judge Judy or whatever show, right? Like, you've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like this. Such a meltdown. Okay, so I wanted to get into the sort of the intersection of her and Nathan Wade talking smack on each other and like making jokes about each other and clearly hurting each other's cases, okay? They're like torpedoing each other here, but let's start from the top. Fannie Willis was trying not to testify. Her lawyers were sitting there being like, yo, like she didn't need to take the stand. They were trying to fight to make sure that she didn't get to take the stand. She's so important. She's so valuable. And then in comes Fannie Willis. I've never seen it. She just appears. Earlier, we were ready to end our live stream. And then lo and behold, in comes Big Fanny right there in front of me, right there on the screen. And so we were like, whoa, what's going on here? She sits down, she waves her privilege, is what they call it, and she goes, I'm going to testify. And her lawyers are like, oh my God, please. Where are the painkillers? Get me the painkillers. Like they're like, their hands are sweaty. They're reaching for their bottles of Xanax. And their inhalers. Fannie Willis sits down. And the first thing Fannie Willis does is say, I'm not a hostile witness, and then starts screaming at the lawyers. Oh, and it gets worse. Watch.
Point where Ms. Willis should be treated hostile.
I think we
have. I very much want to be here, so I'm not a hostile witness. I very much want to be
here. Not so much that you're hostile, Ms. Willis, it'd be an adverse witness. Your interests are opposed to Ms. Merchant's.
Thank you. Merchant's interests are contrary to democracy, Your Honor, not to mine.
All right.
Ooh, so this is going to be a trend where Fannie Willis like sort of shows her cards. And remember, Fannie Willis has been presented to us It was really funny. She's been presented to us as this ponderous scholar, this deeply big-hearted, honest, and decent person who is simply trying to pursue the end results of justice, right? That's how she's been presented. But she just destroys her whole case here. A lot of the other stuff is like funny antics, and it'll make for like really great and really interesting jokes and memes and stuff like that. Her freaking out. I'm going to play you a clip of her freaking out, all right, in a second. But what I want you to watch for is Fannie Willis ripping the bark off of this idea that she's not a biased prosecutor. Because like, for instance, there in that last clip, she's like starts spitting venom at the lawyers. She starts talking smack about them in court. And she starts like revealing what she actually like thinks about Donald Trump, which is such a no-no in a case like this, which is such grounds for disqualification because you're biasing yourself, your jury, and your entire grand jury process, to be quite honest. And I got the banger of a clip to play for you in just a moment. But first off, let's check in on Fannie Willis's mental state, shall we? Let's watch her start throwing papers around the courtroom like a deranged lunatic. Go.
He initially paid for that.
For Aruba, yes, ma'am. Yeah.
So let's talk about both of those. I know he initially paid for it. Did you pay him back?
For the cruise and for Aruba. Yeah, I gave him his money before we ever went on that trip.
You gave him cash before you ever went on the trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when you got cash to pay him back on these trips, would you go to the ATM?
No, lady.
You would not go to the ATM?
No.
No, lady. No, lady is how she is addressing the lawyer. Now, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I promised you a clip where Fannie would be taking her papers and throwing them around. Well, I would never lie to you. Here we go. Here. What if I did the show and I'm sitting here and I'm throwing papers around and I'm yelling and screaming? Well, it might be an entertaining show, but this is a streaming show. We're supposed to be entertaining. She's in a court of law. And here's a clip of Fannie Willis taking a stack of papers and literally throwing them and screaming at the judge, so much so that the judge has to tell her to shut the fuck up and put her in timeout. I cannot believe that this is a real clip. Go.
And where, when did he come to, I guess, the condo? I'm not sure what you called it, condo apartment. Would he come and stay at that condo or visit you there? I'm sorry, visit you there.
What condo, what apartment? I want to be clear.
So not your house. I know you classified one as house and one as condo. So I'm trying to use those terms.
So there's been more than, see, what you don't understand is because of this case, I got to move. And so
if you could ask a more precise question.
Yes, please give me the time period.
Mr. Wade visits you at the place you laid your head.
When?
Has he ever visited you at the place you laid your head?
So let's be clear because you lied in this. Let me tell you which one you lied in right here. I think you lied right here.
No.
This is the truth,
Judge.
It is a lie.
Ms. Willis, Mr. Sainoff, thank you. We're going to take 5 minutes. Be back in five.
Hey, it's a lie. Do you think, like, do I look like a sane person to you? Do I look like the per? Okay, not even a sane person to you, all right? Because... we're streamers. Like, this is supposed to be entertaining, all right? Whatever, right? We have fun on this show. But does this look like the... Okay, so the if I was doing it, it'd be a little bit nuts, because I'm a streamer. I'm a little bit nuts. But Fannie Willis is doing it. Oh, no, you got to put up screaming Fannie Willis one more time. Fannie Willis is doing it. And she's supposed to be trying the most important case in America, in world history. She is trying a president for trying to steal an election. She's putting up Donald Trump for trial for like 400 years. I don't know the exact year amount, but it's like hundreds of years. Donald Trump goes to trial. Fannie Willis, the person who actually got a mugshot of a president. We have it hanging in the studio. She brought us the Trump mugshot, which we thank you for, Fannie. Greatest Christmas present ever. Is this going to be the next mugshot that Fannie Willis gets the pleasure of taking? We'll see. Because Fannie Willis is starting to, after this point, have a meltdown. The judge put her in timeout and then is like, okay, come back. You've been in timeout, little girl. Come back and sit down and like answer some questions about your money laundering. And how do I tell you this? It didn't go great. Watch.
Okay. So, but you were saying that you had amounts of cash. You still had that lien in 2022 when you were dating Wade and going on these trips. So the cash that you gave him, that could have been used to pay this tax lien off?
You gonna tell me how to pay my bills?
I'm gonna object. This is not relevant as it relates to why we're here today.
Oh man, the body language. I would love to have a body language expert on the show. We actually had on an incredible YouTuber named Tasha K. We'll play a clip of that. She's hysterical. She's like a comedian, and man, did she go in hard on Big Fanny. Not like Nathan Wade's hot dog. Different, but still painful. Ladies and gentlemen, Fannie Willis continued to have like absolutely unhinged meltdowns. It got bad. Fannie Willis, unable to tell the court how many thousands of dollars, how many G's she paid Nathan Wade. Oh, yeah. And she's in charge. She's a top law enforcement prosecutor. She's in charge, okay? Don't know how many G's I paid the man who I'm having an affair with, destroying his family, also hiring him and funneling money to him. Watch.
And then he tells me how much it is, and I give him the money back. I don't, just like you're asking me about the money with Robin, I don't do my friends like that. So if you tell me it's a G, then you're going to get $1,000. Whatever it is, I didn't ever make him produce receipts to me. Whatever he told me it was, I gave him the money back.
He gave me a G. I gave him a G. You're a G. I'm a G. We all G's. Jesus, please help us. Jesus, take the wheel. Because things get worse. Okay? Things get worse. I'm sitting there. It's the one time that I wish that we had popcorn in the studio. Rolls Royce. It's the one time I wish we had popcorn in the studio. It's Rolls Royce's birthday today, actually. We brought him cupcakes. Because this is the moment when the case got destroyed. This is the moment where it finally was finished. This is the moment where it was all ended, where there was no more case. Ladies and gentlemen, this will go down as the history, in history, as the poppingest of popcorn times in any trial ever. When Fannie Willis straight up admits that she's just here to try and put people in jail for stealing an election, which is, of course, like, from a prosecutorial standpoint, not the thing you're supposed to say. Because you're supposed to say, like, we're going to find facts and we're going to let the facts lead us to where the case goes. And we think there's an assertion of this crime that was committed and so on and so forth. You've heard lawyers speak. This is not the way judicious or juris prosecutors are supposed to speak. This is the way that somebody speaks who has a hell-bent sociopathic political bias. Watch the official breakdown meltdown of Fannie Willis.
So your office objected to us getting Delta records for flights that you may have taken with Mr. Wade.
Look. I object to you getting records. You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
So
These people are on trial for trying to steal an election. That's it. There's your disqualification. That's all you need, ladies and gentlemen. And the judge wasn't having any of it. Now, the judge has already, and this is really important, the judge has already said, we're planning on disqualifying you. The reason why that's important is because the legal experts that I've spoken to are straight up telling me, judges don't say things like that unless they've already seen the evidence that will point them in the direction of disqualification. So the judge began this trial by saying, we're looking into disqualification. That is a big, big D to drop on the court. That is a big bombshell. Not good. If the judge is saying it, then that means he's already looked through the evidence and he's ready to disqualify. So what Fannie Willis is doing is not great already. Even if she showed up on the testimony stand and she was an angel, even if she didn't testify, the judge has already said, I plan on disqualifying you. But it gets worse, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, here the judge smacks Big Fanny, spanks Big Fanny very hard. So hard there's a sound wave. says, I'm going to, you are behaving in such a repulsive and putrid manner in my courtroom. I am going to kill your testimony. I'm going to strike your testimony from the record. I'm not going to allow you to testify in your behalf. Meaning I'm not going to take, it's probably be better for Fannie Willis, to be quite honest. I'm not going to take anything you've said and use it in your defense. You're done here. This is savagery, okay? This is like getting on the judge's last nerve, and it shows you where the judge's head already is. Watch.
Fulton. That's before I had to abandon my home, Judge.
All right.
And at my home in South Fulton, he never came there, okay? So if you don't come someplace, you can't live there.
Ms. Willis, I'm going to have to caution. That's going to be my first time I have to caution. We have to listen to the questions as asked. And if this happens again and again, I'm going to have no choice but to strike your testimony. So I need to break this down. Ms. Merchant's question, I believe, was asking whether you lived anywhere other than South Fulton.
I'm going to have to strike your testimony. Man. Okay, so in summary here, ladies and gentlemen, not going great. The memes are flowing. They're wonderful. We look forward to doing a full meme review. What we do have, that's pretty, what else we got, Rolls Royce? Okay, that's fine. Do we have the this is fine meme? That's pretty good. Okay, Donald Trump as the cat. That's pretty good. This is a great one because the next clip is about a restaurant. Big Fanny is asked how many times Nathan Wade slept over, how many times she took Nathan Wade out to dinner. And apparently Big Fanny, I don't know if this was a sexual reference or not, I'm just going to take her at her word, okay? She says that her and Nathan Wade, they were grinding together. What do you want from, I mean, okay. Am I allowed to just quote her? You decide. Watch.
Did you go out to eat with him?
Maybe. Probably.
Did you visit him in any location? His office? Or did he visit you in your office? In 2020.
I am sure I'm sure. Ooh, that's a very good question. I'm sure he came to 750 in 2020.
750 is?
Was my office.
Okay.
Not often, but maybe once or twice. Maybe I went to his office once or twice, but maybe once.
And the purpose for going to his office? Would have been what?
Maybe we would have went to Mellow Mushrooms for pizza, or maybe he would have come for lunch. I'm sure we went by each other's office, though. But not often, not a lot. We both grinding, trying to make a living.
We're both grinding? Don't you know anything, Judge? We are grinding, and I pay him a G. And also, in such a crazy and peculiar way, I don't like him. He demeans me as a woman. He thinks that all women need to make him a sandwich. It's her words, not mine. She's talking about Loverboy. Loverboy saying Fanny can't carry her own weight. Jeez, man. Don't say that to your wife on Valentine's Day. Loverboy having the long pause, being incapable of actually answering questions. Fannie Willis literally having apoplectic meltdowns on the stand. And it's looking bad. Okay? It's looking very bad. I could play you 200,000 different clips from people on social, on news anchors and legal scholars on TV. But I would rather play you one of Fannie Willis's voters who we had on earlier. Her name's Tasha Kay. She happens to be a black woman from Georgia. She has a deep and abiding connection to Fulton County. And she's sort of like representative of what people think of Fannie Willis. And I thought that this was quite profound, what she said. It's better, it's more important than I think many of the legal scholars, because Fannie Willis is an elected official. And so if this is what the electorate thinks of her, well, let's just say it's not pretty. Please enjoy. Also, you are forewarned Tasha K does her show with a giant wine glass. So there will be a monster wine glass in this shot. So the audience is going bananas for this, and we got a we are the comment section is, by the way, melting down. I want to see wine glasses in the comment section.
I know for if support my of Tasha. Are in here, I need them to be hitting their wine glasses. They know what's up. They are trained.
So Tasha, so here's something that I want to ask you a couple of questions about this. First off, he says I've been inextricably separated from my wife since 2015. And so that means I was allowed to cheat on her and I was allowed to go and have this relationship with Big Fanny. Does that square to you? Is this an okay thing?
No. We're talking about an over 20-year marriage to Joycelyn Wade. Shout out to Joycelyn, a black woman that helped to build this black man that Fanny is enjoying. Her Fanny is enjoying.
No, sir.
Listen, I've been married a very long time. We're hitting almost 20 years here, my husband and I, and ain't no way I'm going to stick beside somebody that long, and he's only going to pay me $1,400 a month and use the money that I helped him to make to spend on her? And it's our money, the taxpayers? Because let's be honest, I just moved from Georgia. I haven't even been in Florida a year and a half. So my taxpaying dollars, and believe me, I owe Georgia a lot of money in taxes, okay? I am highly pissed that Fanny was tricking, and we're going to say allegedly, with my money. No.
So what do the taxpayers think? I mean, we did our best to find a Fulton County taxpayer and somebody who may demographically represent, who knows, a Fannie Willis voter. It's amazing. It is quite remarkable, actually, to speak with people and to talk with people like outside of your right, your typical bubbles, and to say, like, what do you think of Fannie Willis? Like, it's getting really bad. It's getting untenable, actually. Tasha K, one more time, going in on Fannie Willis using the church as an alibi here, which is quite fascinating. Tom Fitton brought up a moment ago that Fannie Willis used the church and called everyone racist that was coming after her. That's another ground for disqualification. Oh, man. Okay. It's getting worse. Here's what Tasha K thinks. So are, like, the people in the church buying this? Because we saw Fannie Willis go to the church.
Of course, and that's what they always
run. She gave this speech that, like, you can't criticize a black woman. Like, we're a work in progress. Like, I'm defrauding the taxpayers. I'm breaking up a marriage. I'm cheating on this woman's husband. Like, you know, don't judge me kind of thing. Like, is that going to fly?
No, absolutely not. And that's why I had to get on it, okay? Because she turned it into gossip then. It went from wine, gossip, into now it's comedy. Absolutely not. And that's where they typically go. Everyone want to run to the church. And let's be honest, I mean, the church has its flaws too, but you, as a district attorney, who was elected by the community of people, like, no, it's not going to fly. And I was morbidly disgusted that you went up there to cap for a man who has yet to even properly claim you, and you're claiming that, why should he have to go through this? Why should I have to answer in front of a church? And you're not married. You've been fornicating with this lady's husband for years, allegedly.
So, listen, the best that I can do in my position is to give a voice to the people who are actually affected by this the most, which are the people who vote for Fannie. I mean, like, it's affecting all of us, right? Like, if you wish to vote for Donald Trump, if you just wish for law and order in your country, that's affecting you. But let's talk to the people who are from her district. Let's talk to Georgia let's talk to Georgia taxpayers. And they're disgraced by this. They're humiliated by it. It is a complete embarrassment for them. Let's go ahead and check with Donald Trump. What does Donald Trump have to say about this? Donald Trump has been truthing all day. Let's read. MSNBC just stated the game is over for fake Fannie Willis case in Georgia. Another scam coordinated with the Biden White House for purposes of election interference. Oh, yeah, baby. Donald Trump also posting this screenshot from Fox News. It is a screenshot of all the travel expenses. thousands of dollars on luxury vacations and cruises and cruise lines. And these are all, of course, paid for with taxpayer dollars. Donald Trump posting a clip from earlier on Fox News where a Fox News commentator says, oh yeah, these people are lying on the stand. You think it's important to hear from the president? Let's go.
He's lying. That's what I think. Hmm? And they'll call him out on it. It just feels that way. It sounds that way. He had a relationship with her long before he said he did. That's just the way it is. And I'm really surprised that the lawyers have said, did you ever have sexual relationships with this woman before this date?
Yeah.
Is he going to lie on that stand? Is that coming in the next round of questions? Because at some point that's coming. He'll either perjure himself, or he'll admit the truth, and he is in trouble either way.
Ooh, man. So Donald Trump has been speaking today. Donald Trump was at his own trial. Donald Trump was supposed to be at the Fannie Willis trial. Man, I hope he makes it in the morning. It's going to start all over again in the morning. I hope he makes it in the morning. We'll be covering it, ladies and gentlemen. But Donald Trump was giving speeches today and was trolling Fannie Willis. It's pretty hilarious. And so we thought we'd take that and play it for you. Donald Trump also addressed the press outside of another fraudulent case in Manhattan. This is the Alvin Bragg case, the Soros funded case, and just said it's all, you know, this is all fraudulent. It's all a joke. Donald Trump then went and spoke at the NRA and trolled Fannie Willis, and it's really funny. This is what's called a masterclass in gathering the energy unto yourself, which is what Donald Trump gets as 55 years as a celebrity. Donald Trump just knows how to play these media cycles. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, under the crushing hot lamps of cross-examination and the media now quite interested in this, have crumbled and are clearly having meltdowns, like are clearly unwell. It's so embarrassing and funny at the same time. Speaking of funny, ladies and gentlemen, here's Donald Trump trolling Big Fannie.
Countries, this has never happened in our country before. And the local DAs are part of it, and the attorney generals are all a part of it. You saw what happened in Atlanta with Fannie, F-A-N-I, Fannie. How do you pronounce F-A-N-I, Fannie? They interviewed her. Or I would never have an affair with anybody in my office. Well, she had an affair. And they paid the guy almost $1 million.
Well, Fannie had an affair. It's so true. She actually is on camera in an interview before the election saying, I'd never have sex with somebody in my office. And now she is directly admitting to that, of course, and then lying about it. Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump speaking sort of broadly about all of this, because Donald Trump was speaking at the exact same time that Nathan Wade took the stand. We were spoiled for choice for news today. Here's what Trump had to say about the ongoing cases, of course, and about how this is, it's in and of itself, election interference, which I think is such a, that's such an important point. The fact that we're talking about this and we're not talking about Joe Biden, and we're not allowing Donald Trump to run for president, is in and of itself election interference. That's the feature, not the bug. That's the goal here. Donald Trump talking in New York. We secretly very disappointed that Donald Trump didn't show up to the Fannie Willis hearing. That would have been a wall-to-wall 24-hour special. Maybe he'll show up tomorrow. Here's Trump today.
It's a sad thing. It's a sad day for New York. They really do. Look, I love the city and I love this state. They have to focus on violent crime that's taking place outside. You have a new form of crime now. You have migrant crime. Migrants are trying to beat up our police officers. They're trying to do things that we've never seen before, actually. We are going to have a problem with, I call it Biden migrant crime, because you have millions of people came into this place, this country that has been so badly hurt, and they're doing things that nobody's ever seen before. So you have violent migrant crime, and they're after me for doing nothing wrong. You know, I paid almost $300 million in taxes over the period of time, $300 million. And they say, oh, let's get Trump out. You have people that it's everything is politics in this city, including decisions and judges and everything else. It has to straighten out, and they have to focus on violent crime, not made up crime. Thank you very much. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here for the truth. We are excited that people are getting their comeuppance, as my grandmother would say. What would your grandmother say? This isn't going well. To recap here, MSNBC says this case is dead. And so all of the hopes that hung on the Georgia case, which was the big one, trust me, this was the big one. MSNBC and CNN are both admitting together that this is a nightmare, that it's finished. Nathan Wade and Fannie Willis take the stands, lash out at each other, are incapable of answering questions, snap, get absolutely pile-drived by the judge, are sweating profusely, are having like meltdowns, throwing things, being put in timeout. It's such an abysmal disaster. It is the dumpster, but the dumpster is on fire, and that fire dumpster is on the back of a locomotive, and that locomotive is flying over the cliff into the onto the Titanic, into the Grand Canyon, onto a bed full of dynamite, radioactive uranium-235. It's gone. It's gone. It's so fun to watch, and it's so interesting to sort of like be at a position where we can really like, well, we can put our shoulder to the wheel. It's fun to be witness to history. The libs thought, salty libs thought that this would be historic because they'd be able to put Donald Trump in jail. But as it turns out, the boomerang of history, it has a very sharp edge on it, and it could swing right back around at you. Fannie Willis, quite literally, if you want to recap for the full day, Fannie Willis, quite literally, effed around and found out. We've been saying it. 2024 would be the year of F around and find out. Baby, we are here. We are excited to witness all of this with you. We are excited to fight alongside you. We are in the arena where we throw the punches. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. It's your boy, Benny. This is In the Arena. And here is a very special meme for your viewing pleasure that our team has made just to say thank you for watching today. Enjoy.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.